Thank you for your work.
Next item, 813.
Amend Police Review Board Code to clarify that a Citizen Review Committee member will sit on the Police Review Board as an additional community member in all cases that go before the board that involve use of force.
Colleagues, this ordinance amends the Police Review Board Code to clarify that a Citizen Review Committee member will sit on the Police Review Board as an additional community member in all cases that go before the board and involve use of force. That's so the ordinance, it amends Code Section 3.20.140. Under the terms of the DOJ settlement agreement, when the Police Review Board reviews use of force cases, one of the two community members on the board shall be drawn from the Citizen Review Committee members. Paragraph 131A of the settlement agreement provides, quote, currently, seven voting members of the PRB review board use of force incidents, including two citizen members. When the PRB reviews use of force cases, one of the two citizen member slots shall be drawn from the Citizen Review Committee members. On May 4th of 2019, the United States Department of Justice issued its fourth periodic compliance assessment report. The DOJ found the city to be in substantial compliance with paragraph 131A and found as a matter of practice, the Police Review Board in use of force cases has included two community members, one of whom was a CRC member. In connection with its finding of substantial compliance, however, the DOJ offered the technical assistance that the city should conform City Code 3.20.140 to clarify that, in accordance with paragraph 131A, all use of force cases, regardless of how they're referred to the Police Review Board, will include a community member drawn from the Citizen Review Committee. To clarify that all Police Review Board cases involving use of force, regardless of the level of force or how the case is referred to the board, will include on the board at least one citizen member from the Citizen Review Committee, a change to the Portland City Code Section 3.20.140C2 is appropriate. This code change amends city code to comply with the technical assistance offered by the DOJ, the Department of Justice, to the city. Ultimately, the city's goal is to obtain compliance under the Department of Justice settlement agreement, and this is an important step towards that goal. Mark Amberger is here to tell us more. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, Council members. Mark Amberger with the City Attorney's Office. As the mayor has basically stated, this really is a cleanup to bring provisions of city code in conformance with a requirement that was agreed to under the U.S. Department of Justice settlement agreement. To clarify that when a police review board is convened to review a use of force incident, regardless of how that case gets to the review board, there will be two community members that sit on that board. One of those members will be drawn from the Citizen Review Committee or the CRC. Under current code language, it wasn't entirely clear, although that has been, the practice of the Police Bureau in police review boards involving use of force incidents. Anytime there is a review of a use of force incident by the board, there are two community members, one of which is a CRC member. Under the current code, it specifically lists four particular types of use of force that will require a citizen review member, the citizen review committee member to sit as a second community member on the board. And there's two other ways that a case can come to the board in addition to those four listed types of cases, which are officer-involved shootings, physical injury caused by an officer that requires hospitalization, in custody deaths, or any use of force where the recommended finding is out of policy. There's two other ways a case can come to the board: discretionary referral by the chief of police and assistant chief, or the independent police review, or when a case is controverted by an independent police review, an assistant chief, or internal affairs. And to clarify that in those types of cases, if it's a discretionary referral or a controverted case that comes to the board on a use of force case, to clarify in code that those cases will in fact also include a citizen review committee member as the second community member on that board. So that's what this ordinance does, is to put that into code so it's clear that in any use of force case, there will be the two community members, including a CRC member.
Very good. Thank you. Anything you wanted to add?
No, sir.
Colleagues, Commissioner Hardesty, and I understand Commander Parman's here as well if there's specific questions about the program. Maybe?
Yes.
No? Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. Apologize. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Mark, for coming to brief me yesterday on this particular proposal. As you know, I have no problem with this clarification, but for the public record, you might remember that the OIR made significant recommendations for the Police Review Board, and those recommendations have not been considered and updated, either considered, rejected, or updated since the OIR report was presented to us earlier this year. So I'm just curious as to what the timeline is and when we can expect to have a conversation about the recommendations that came out of the OIR group report.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of council. My name is Brian Parman. I'm the commander of our professional standards division. Thank you very much for your question. So I went back and I reviewed the last 2 years' worth of OIR reports. In both of those reports, the Police Bureau has filed a response on whether they agree or disagree with those recommendations. And in looking at those recommendations, many of those were addressed through changes in our policy and practice and changes through our SOPs, our standard operating procedures within specific divisions. Based on my examination and in consultation with the City Attorney's Office, none of those changes required changes to the code language, which really is about the structure and composition of the PRB. So many changes have been incorporated, and we'd be happy to share information related to that at a future date.
I would greatly appreciate you sharing that information about what's been updated, and then kind of if there's a timeline for the rest of the updates, or if you've rejected the recommendations, and if so, why.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Commander, I have my glasses on now, so I just want to acknowledge, I see you.
Very good. Thank you.
Quick question, and I assume the CRC concurs, or CRC leadership concurs, that this is the right thing to do.
Mayor, we met with the chair of the Citizen Review Committee, and it was also presented by IPR to the CRC as a whole that this code change was coming up, and there were no objections. They were supportive of the change.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. Any other questions for now? Very good. Public test. Commissioner Fish, do you have a question? Public testimony?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Dan Handelman and Maggie.
Good morning again.
Morning.
Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. I'm still Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And we don't have a strong opinion about the language that's being proposed today. We do have many questions about practical ways of fulfilling the intent of this ordinance change. And we also are concerned that this ordinance keeps getting tinkered around the edges when there are large issues the council keeps ignoring. The change being made that requires the CRC to sit in on use of force cases is consistent with the DOJ agreement. But I think it's already been said, the CRC already sits in on police review boards when there's deadly force. Nearly every time in the last 2 years, the same CRC member, Chair Kristen Malone, has been attending. As she's spoken repeatedly about how the Bureau is reluctant to provide case materials to CRC members outside of certain business hours, which makes it difficult for others to set aside the time to review the files and then sit in on the hearings. One solution would be to overhaul the board so it's not fully internal to the Bureau, and civilian staff could be more flexible with their hours. You could also direct the chief or the PPB to allow CRC members to have the case files digitally. I think there's a secure portal that was set up for regular CRC appeals, or else they get DVDs with the information on it. I'm not really sure how that works, but it's not clear why this isn't done for the Police Review Board. Another issue is that we've brought up over and over again, though, is that there's CRC is made up of mostly young professionals who work full-time, and they don't have flexible schedules. So we've talked over and over again how there used to be too many retirees on the CRC, and now there's nobody over the age of 50 on the CRC, and that would also help to expand the CRC's ability to fulfill this requirement to sit in on more police review boards. The PRB code keeps getting modified little bits at a time over the years in the wake of the DOJ agreement. In fact, you've had 5 years to make this change, and it hasn't been done. There's another change that was done in policy but never in code, that when this police review board asks the Bureau to do further investigation, they have to do that investigation. They have to complete it within 10 days. That is not in the code. I don't know why. It's part of the DOJ agreement. It should be included in the code. That we should also allow the person who was harmed or their survivors to sit in on the board. This is not part of the DOJ agreement. This is something the community has been asking for. We should open the PRB to the media and or to the public. We should require the civilian members of the board to hold public meetings twice a year when the police review board reports are published. And I would point it out in this full testimony that there has not been a police review board report yet this year, even though they're required to come out twice a year. We're already in August. I don't know why that is. You're about to appoint or reappoint a bunch of new people or returning people to the police review board sometime in the next month. You can ask those people to hold those public meetings. They're supposed to be the voice of the community sitting in on those closed-door police review board meetings. I would love to have an opportunity to talk to them. We would like to see you take bolder steps to reform the police review board and not just do a checkbox to try to finish the DOJ agreement. The DOJ has said many times you can create a board that's stronger than what exists. You just can't go backwards.
Great. Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, Maggie Portland, Homeless Town Hall. I agree, no closed-door meetings. I agree, survivors to sit in on board meetings. I agree, members of public to sit in. And also, why not have the public member that's going to be part of the CRC be different each time based on, it should be someone from the community who that use of force was used against. In other words, each time the use of force is reviewed, and it's being reviewed obviously for a reason, it should be somebody from the community who is of the victim of the use of force. And it should change each time. The victim, the person who is the victim of use of force by the state, it should be the person who's on the CRC, who's the public member, should be from the community of the victim. That's it.
All right.
Thank you both. Mm-hmm. Colleagues, do you have further questions of Commander Parman or Thomas Lanham? Very good. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
So I'm concerned about us doing piecemeal fixes and doing it just so the DOJ can check a box and leave town. Clearly, there are some big issues that still must be resolved in the issue around the police review board. And I wish we were having a more in-depth conversation about really where are we headed as far as this review board process is concerned. So I guess at the end of the day, this is a change that just clarifies a community member, two community members will sit in on each hearing, but it's clear that the fundamental structure is broken, and it's been pointed out in every OIR report that we have received. And so I am very interested in seeing a timeline about when we're going to do the other fixes, because quite frankly, the DOJ settlement is just one tiny piece of the reform efforts that we're involved in. Having said that, I vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I think there were some legitimate issues raised by Dan Handelman in particular. I don't always agree with Dan, but I think he made some good arguments today on a number of issues. And so I will commit to following up on a number of them that I think are particularly important. But I applaud the work that is being done both in the legal department and as well as in PPB. I know this is a very complex subject, and I believe this moves the ball forward in an important way, and I thank you for that. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.